presentation of Another Voice on KRCB.org is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a great renewable source of energy is human action on behalf of a healthy planet. Information on going solar is available at SolarWorks Downtown Sebastopol office, 707-829-8282, or online at solarworksca.com.
The weather purists scoff that a winter without blizzards is weak and inadequate, but they are wrong and unimaginative, made cranky, no doubt, from all that time shoveling their way to the mailbox. The whole world doesn't have to turn white to qualify as winter, and yet every winter song seems to be about glistening hills and sleigh bells, which reinforces the notion that it is a lesser season if you don't walk out your front door and strap on skis. Where are the songs about mud and downed trees? Finally, I heard some appropriate songs for our winter. It was at a concert by the Occidental Community Choir, and they sang about the rain. Glorious, annoying rain. A Western Sonoma County kind of winter. They sang about the times when someone forgets to roll up the car window on a starry night that turns to rain, and goes the song. Now for weeks my car will smell as if rodents crawled into a tiny space in there, somewhere, and died. And when there's a power outage and the tarp covering the firewood blows off, and now all the wood is soaking wet and I'm freezing, and just when I really need to use electric heat, toot sweet, it's gone. Those lyrics are from the song Winter Has Never Been My Favorite Time of Year, created by Robin Eschner, a Forestville artist and music maker. There's a lot of grousing in it, but that's what makes it so perfectly wintry. A real winter requires a certain level of misery that forces people to seek comfort in other ways, mostly inside and with each other. The song ends on such a high note, with a rain-weary person meeting another soggy sort at the hardware store. They go to a movie and end up falling in love and deciding that winter is pretty nice. Take that, blizzard people. I used to worry about not having an identifiable winter. I think you need markers so that seasons don't just slide into each other. December, January, and February need to stand out, so not to be confused with October or March. It's true I'd be delighted if the creek in the park froze over and we could all go ice skating, but it doesn't. And until climate change turns everything upside down, we'll have to drive 4 hours to Tahoe to get the snowy version of winter. But we still take our winter seriously. We have nights that feel as cold as the moon when we wrap the water pipes and pray for the geraniums. Rain is our shared winter experience. Too much and we worry about flooding. Too little and we worry about drought. Another Occidental Choir member, Rita Rue, wrote a winter song about the Russian River called Shabakai, the name Pomo Indians gave the river. It means long snake, and her song is about those luscious winters when there's just the right amount of downpour to keep things moving and alive. The rain is heavy, soil is soggy, and the redwoods are happy trees, says her song. Those are the winters when water sluices from every hill to fill the churning river, create instant ponds in the middle of a field, and turn the hills to overnight green. This is our winter, the real thing, when it rains so hard you are sure the gutters will groan and break off the roof, and all of last year's garden will sink below the earth, and the wind screams and the lights flicker, and you are forced to stay home and light the candles and put on wool socks. On those winter days, we might sing to our friends in wind-chill country, our weather outside is also frightful, and our gas fire is also so delightful, and rain makes some of us sizzle. Let it storm, let it rage, let it drizzle. For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.